Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello. How's everyone today?
So good.
I know. It's already Thursday.
Sound different to you?
Oh. What? The sound?
No. Sounds Headphones? The same.
Sounds the same?
Yeah.
All right.
You got something going on over there?
I don't. It's not crackling. You just sound different.
Oh. Mm. Wow.
You know, like when you change headphones?
I do this.
That is
my
weird.
Voice.
You're right.
So sorry about it.
That's different.
That just sounded a little different. Yeah, I do know what you mean when you know. And it's funny, too. Like, I'm pretty sensitive to the way things are exactly in this room. Like, mm-hmm. even just a second ago, we walked in the room. I'm like, what's going, like, the lights seem wrong. And they were just dimmed a tick.
A tiny bit.
Yeah, just a. But you know, you notice. You just
How's
know
the temperature?
Exact,
it's been.
It's freaking freezing in here.
It is.
It was like this.
It's freezing in
it's
here.
It's freezing in here.
My baking in there when I first walked.
Oh
in.
My god, my hands are frozen.
And then we juggled it around a little.
Yeah.
And
that's good now.
Freezing.
That's great.
Oh, it's good now.
No, the lights.
Oh,
the lights.
But it's freezing.
Yeah, it's. Oh my god, it's my hands are frozen.
Just sit on him.
I am.
Sit on it, Potsy.
I do. I sit on my hot little ass.
I must be numb or something.
Yeah, you're like in a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't know.
But that's, you know, I hear that from the missus every day.
Yeah.
On the hottest day.
God, are you freezing?
I'm
freezing. Well, probably cranking.
I would love to be freezing. I would
Put on
love
a sweatshirt.
To be freezing.
Oh, funny.
Summer
yeah.
day.
At night, I would love to be
out.
Freezing.
Yeah.
I'm always, it doesn't matter if we're running the AC or not. Like, when I get in bed, I'm just hot. You know, this, 2 weeks of vacation is awesome. I'm not going to lie. It was great having that time off. But man, my schedule is so effed up.
Me too.
Like, last night, I figured, well, that's it. I'll be back on my schedule. I slept 12 hours on Tuesday night into Wednesday. I'm sure to just get mm-hmm. in bed. So I get in bed, and I freaking lay there for three. At 10 o'clock, I just got up. I'm like, I'm just going to go have a cup of tea mm-hmm. and sit with John. We watch an episode of House Hunters. I'm like, I'm awake. I love that show. You don't love that? Are you kidding me? You see all these different countries? House Hunters International,
isn't
baby.
International, yeah.
Yeah
the international
these people were moving from Hanoi to Ho Chi Minh. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty nice place. I think they wound up spending like $850 a month
yeah.
on an apartment. Two bedroom job,
it's
23rd
great.
Floor. It was freaking beautiful. I was like, holy crap. Look
You're
going
to go there and use it. That's great. Or rent it out,
yeah.
I guess.
Real estate agent, though. It had two bedroom. I was like, oh, man, it's Angela Johnson.
Really?
It's not Bryn. You know, and we all know Bryn can't
Bryn
do
can't even do his own accent.
Crypto jail down there.
Yeah, like that. Exactly. It was hilarious, though. I'm like, oh, it's adorable. This is great.
All right, I'm going to try to go to sleep again.
Late in bed
I
for
love
another.
That you hear a lady and you go, oh, it's Angela Johnson. And they're like, or it's any person from Vietnam.
Yeah. It's Angela.
Or it's Bryn's mom.
Johnson, who's Mexican.
Yeah, right now.
She thinks a Mexican lady yeah. doing an accent from
she
a nail
it.
Parlor.
She does the best
authentic.
Accent.
It's authentic.
Sorry. Is nail parlor the wrong term?
No, nail parlor?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
No, why not? Why not a nail parlor?
On, who cares?
I know. Big Brother was good last night.
I watched it this morning.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
It's on so late now. I don't know why they put, you know, I had to stay up until 7:30 watching that. God.
Oh, God forbid.
Well, oh, my God.
I know.
All right. Are we going to talk about it? Because I'm going to pull up my list.
Oh.
I know who you guys are talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, we can.
Okay, go for it.
Well, there's actually, now that I think of it, there's not too much to say. I'm just glad that.
Oh, did you see Maria's? You want to jump off from Maria's email?
Oh, I didn't see her email yet.
Oh, man, I put in your pile.
Well, I haven't gotten down that far in my pile.
Oh, Sarah.
I'm sorry. Oh, Maria. Why you want to do me like that?
Hey there.
Hey.
I don't know if you're still receiving or reading these. I'm sending them anyway. Watching Jackson and then quote... Mickey.
Mickey. It's spelled Mitchie, but...
Pout is so boring.
Oh, my
Grow
God.
Up. The caption showing BB's translation of Kat's excitement mumbling genuinely made me LOL. And then she sent a photo attached.
Yeah.
Because they had to put a caption up.
Well, they, you know, Kat's making all this noise as she joins the line of people who are going to be playing in the veto competition. And she says something. And they just basically phonetically wrote it out. And it just really is
gibberish. I like that. Yeah, that was funny.
They actually, I really feel like the producers must just sit around laughing and just making fun of these people. Because they're always putting like sound effects in. Like someone's waving their hand and they're going. You know, it's really, it must be one of those jobs where you're just like, I'm going to do something that's going to make me laugh.
So Rin would be perfect at that job.
I know. Putting in all kinds of sound effects and stuff.
The veto comp outfits. Did they hand Jack his shirt and a pair of scissors? A half shirt. Lame.
Oh.
Notice that?
I thought they all...
I thought they did that to themselves. One person had their shirt tied. I noticed it, and I was fast-forwarding through it. One person had their... You know how you tie it in the front?
Yeah.
Sometimes when if you're surfing and you wear a jersey, you'll tie it in the back, a knot, to keep it tight to you so it's not moving up around your face. I don't know if they did it for that reason or just because they think they're, you know, they got hot bodies and want to show it off.
Sure. I mean, why would I want to cover up this rig? Come on. Girl, look at that body.
He did have a cutoff, but I think he did it to himself.
Yeah, that's what looks like she's saying.
Oh, okay.
Yourself, true. And that's what really hurts. Yeah, so the that competition, anytime they spin them around, I get sick for them. Like, I'm just, ugh. They spun them around on this little, like, podium. I don't know. It seemed fast, and it seemed like a lot of spins. And they were like, the one dude, Nick, was like getting sick by the end of it.
Oh,
I know. As they had to, then they had to shoot
such a
their
kid
little
thing.
It's so funny though to watch like this dude Jack who's on there. There's two Jacks, which is super annoying. So one of them is Mickey. He's the like weird square jaw, little.
He's the guy who lives with his mom,
right? And is just he just seems like a pill.
Oh, he's
like,
so square jawed.
You know, when his girlfriend in the house says anything to him, like his total demeanor, and she's got to be like, "Oh, sorry." I'm like, "Oh,
why are you kicking me when I'm down?"
Right.
Is what he said last.
It's like, well, it's
is he always down?
Well, he has been recently because he's on the block and he's so pathetic. Like these dudes who rule the roost when they're in power and just are douchebags to everyone.
What Marie is getting at is these guys were in charge and now they're both on the block.
And they're
and
crying.
Now they're
and the one dude, Jack, what a baby. Just can't believe this is happening to him.
He's a long-haired guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is so in love with himself. Oh, he's the biggest mansplainer, too. Like, you should have seen him telling this one girl not to put her bottle in the fridge. I just wanted to drop the fridge on his head.
What do you mean?
He's so condescending. She was putting her water bottle in the fridge and she wasn't drinking it.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know if you've noticed this, and I'm saying this from a place of love, but not, you know, if we all put our water bottles in there wouldn't be room for anything else. So what are you going to do from now on? Oh, my God. That's just like one example. This
what
dude
did she
is
say?
She's all, I guess I won't put it in there anymore. Ew. And he's like, that's the right answer. And now we're good. I was just like, oh, you are a douchebag.
Well, what is his living? He's a fitness trainer, so he's used to...
Of course he is, sure. He's just... Mm-hmm. Of course he is. Yeah, there's some real peaches on that show.
All right, so she goes on to say, with this particular competition where the prizes are taken from you as each new person is eliminated, who is dumb enough to trade something for the veto knowing it's just going to be taken from the next person?
It's so, the one dude, actually, I think it was Jack, right? He traded a trip to Hawaii he's the second person out. And he trades the trip to Hawaii with the girl who's got the power of veto. Because you win, when you're the first person out, you win the power of veto. So, and of course, people are going to be trading for that. So you get that. And then the expectation is you're going to get one of the three, like, punishment rewards.
I don't remember these reward stuff going on when I used to watch it.
Like, yeah, it's all kinds of crap. They put them in these dumb outfits or, you
yeah,
know.
I
yeah,
the
so
dumb
there's,
outfits,
there's $5,000, uh-huh. there's a trip to Hawaii, and mm-hmm. there's the power of veto. Those are the good things.
All right.
And then there's three, like, cruddy things that can happen to you in the house for a whole week.
Tommy should have given Kat the punishment and taken her Hawaii trip instead of taking the veto and winding up with a terrible punishment anyway.
Well, and Jack should have never traded away the trip to Hawaii to begin with. Like, he was bound to have it taken away from him. But in it just, like, okay, guys, great. Excellent prize management. Fantastic. What else does Maria say?
Okay, last thing she says is, at least Tommy's rocket punishment got a smile out of Mickey.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard at Tommy quietly saying, traveling at the speed of sound into the bedrooms in the middle of the night, and then he had to blow the air horns. Ha, 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 ha. Love you guys. It's so good to have you back after your time away.
Oh,
Maria
thanks,
out of
Maria.
Napa.
The punishment that, so I can't remember what the other two punishments were. And they haven't put them into play yet. But this dude had to dress up. They dressed him up as a giant penis.
I mean, no.
Yeah, it's
clearly that's what it was.
Well, it's a rocket. But he's got this big red helmet on, like a cone-shaped helmet's all red. And then he's got his, you know, then his body and then these like little sort of flare-outs down low, like for the rocket base.
Mm-hmm.
So he's running around the house like a big penis. And he has to wear this thing for a whole week. And it's, you know, they just torture the people who get these week-long prizes, punishments, because they, in the middle of, like, a ceremony, like, they're in the middle of the veto ceremony where mm-hmm. they're going to yes or no use the veto, they'll all of a sudden start the sounder up where now this guy, so his punishment is every day, for a week, he has to wear this costume every single day. And anytime they blow the horn, it's like, you know, you're traveling at the speed of light. He has to go to every single room in the house and say, I'm traveling at the speed of light, or whatever the phrase is. Or I'm traveling at the speed of smell. He has to pick up his little smell canisters, and apparently they stink. Or he's got to travel at the speed of sound, and he's got to honk these air horns.
Oh, they're different things. I was fast forwarding through that part.
Yeah, it's
this
three
morning.
Different things.
Oh, okay.
Depending on which speed he's traveling at, the speed of smell, light, or sound. So it's, you know, it's funny enough, but it does seem like the most annoying thing. You just get, even by the time they're done with the segment, you're like, okay, got it. Enough of that.
Well, that's why I was fast forwarding through that part.
Well, you didn't need to. Yeah.
Wasn't anything there that I needed
to
see.
Unless you wanted to watch the giant penis running around the house.
So who's going to win?
Who is going to win? Well, Tommy is very likable and has actually played kind of a quiet game. I picture him winning some competitions when he needs to as it gets closer to it.
Tommy Bracco. He's from Staten Island.
Everybody on the floater
side.
Oh, he's
a Broadway dancer.
Oh, yeah. And one time he taught them all a dance.
I thought that was the cutest thing.
It was the cutest thing. They didn't show it on the show, but I guess, you know, they're super bored. They showed it. They didn't show it on the actual, like, as part of. They showed it to them as they were all sitting there at, like, a veto meeting or at an elimination meeting.
I don't know I saw it, but I saw it.
Right. So they played back the video for the house guests so they could see themselves doing the dance, and that's how we knew about it. Unless you watched the live feed, in which case I guess you probably saw the hours of rehearsal that clearly went into that. They just don't have a lot to do during the day if they're not doing it. They're not doing a competition. They basically sit around whispering to each other.
So in beds.
Yes. So he lined them all up and made them. And they pulled it off. It was really funny. Kind of adorable, you know?
I thought so, too.
With the jazz hands and everything. So I think he has, weirdly, I really like him. And I think that he seems like a smart enough guy. And I think that he'll pull out some wins. The floater side of the house, I just don't see anybody really being
a
contender.
That's the second time you've said it. The floater side of the house. So you don't think that, is her name Annalise?
Sis, Annalise, yeah.
The hot soccer player.
Like, yeah.
She's the biggest floater in the game. She's done zero that I've seen.
But she's in that alliance.
I understand.
That's
floaters,
the only reason I'm saying.
The other people are scrambling for their dear lives.
Right.
She's done zero.
She hasn't had to do anything.
Right.
Right.
So, I mean, when I think of a floater, I think of her. And I actually think she could win. She hasn't crossed anybody.
Right.
She hasn't. I mean, I guess.
So
that,
she's your pick, you think?
No, I'm just saying she's someone who has quietly sat there and never. She never wins. She never gets put up. Her name's not part of any conversation in any way, shape, or form.
She hasn't offended anybody.
Well, I mean,
she hasn't.
It's just shocking.
She's I think she's clearly the one doing all that braiding in the house.
I don't know.
Like, everybody, every day, has a different set of braids in their hair. And then they showed her braiding the ends of a stuffed carrot. Like, she just can't stop braiding. I don't know if you noticed
that. Maybe that's her stress mode.
I guess. And then they sort of showed her... They showed her hands in Jack's hair, the long dude, long-haired dude. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, she's the one who's doing all this freaking braiding. Please stop with the braiding. Like, every day, some different set of braids on every single person in there. I'm like, oh, my God, please just make it stop. But anyway, the show's great. Thank you for putting up with us as we chat about it. Because we do.
Someone did say, move on.
Yeah.
Oh, they said for... Bleep's sake, move on.
All right, fine.
God.
Other people are into it. There's many more texts that are
Well, listen, you know. Yeah. Be like Yuzette and just sort of live vicariously.
Summer TV, everybody.
Thoughts. It's, I love it.
Hey, listen, I'm busy watching the other crap I watch.
Johnny Mosley said that he will, if they ask him again, he'll do Celebrity Big Brother.
He should just put his name in.
I know.
Have a,
well, they asked
Malia,
him last year.
Have Malia put his name in.
I know. They asked him last year and he was like, I guess she turned around. She was like, no. I guess they got burned pretty bad on the Skating with the Stars thing
a few
years
ago. Well, how could they not? How could he have thought that was going to be worth doing?
Well, Bethany Frankel was in, and she's a big star.
Sure.
Worth millions and millions of dollars. Yeah.
Right. So it would be so freaking funny if he did it. Oh, my God. I'd be so into that.
Mm-hmm.
To see someone that I know on one of these shows would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I got to believe now that it's happened, there are more people willing to do it. More celebrities,
well,
in quotes.
I do think that the people who go on there, first of all, you do get to know who they are, and most of them come off pretty good. Like, I feel like those
weeks
celebrities.
Is a lot different than 3 months.
It is. Yeah, you can hold together, you know, whatever facade you want to. You can act for 2 weeks. You're all actors. I mean, come on. Act like a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the person who actually, this past time, that Joe, is his name Joey Lawrence? The guy from Blossom.
Uh-huh.
He was on there and he just seemed like a knucklehead. Like, if anything, he was the one that I was like, oh, I sort of, he's like a musclehead. Like, all he wants to do is work out and he, like, didn't. He's like, oh, I think it's too early to talk about alliances. I'm like, I don't know, man. You're a couple days in. I'm like, maybe now's the time. But I'm sure that these aren't people who are sitting around loving Big Brother the way we are.
I think he's a dude. My impression of him was that he very much has lived in his own weird little bubble his whole life where he was a
child star.
A child, but also a heartthrob
teen
star.
Yeah, for sure.
Like teen heartthrob.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So he's warped.
Arrested Development at that point.
In his own weird little way. But he didn't come off.
Oh, no, he didn't come off like a jerk.
Or, right. I mean, he could have had a lot more problems than
he did. Absolutely. Like, I guess Lolo came off as somewhat
crazy.
Psychotic.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed her on the show very much. I think that, and actually, even that swimmer dude, what's his name? Gia?
He didn't come off good at all.
Oh, I thought he did all right.
Lochte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He came off a lot more likable than I thought. I mean, he's just as dumb as I thought he was.
Right.
But... I thought he was all right.
Knock on that head and get echo.
Oh. Tong.
I thought also, think about Joey and all of the kids who came up through that with major drug problems. And the guys, so he hits the gym. Good for him.
That's
He's
his
a
drug.
Health fanatic, yeah.
He is,
good for
time.
Him. Like, I wasn't bothered by him at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't want to hang out with him, but, you know.
No, he seems like a lot. It's like, okay. Anyway, so hopefully... listen, to you haters out there who hate Big Brother, if we get a local guy on the show for Celebrity Big Brother, it's only a 2 or 3 week run, like in January or February. You got to jump on. Just watch the one time.
They only do that in the winter?
I think so. They have.
That's his busy time.
I know.
Yeah, that's true.
It is
true. I mean, he's actually busy. The only time he's clear is summer.
I know. I wonder if he'd be able to... I wonder, you know, it pays. It pays just to go in there when you're a celebrity.
Yeah, but he can't walk away from being the voice of Warren Miller films.
That's no, huge. And also, when is the next Olympics year? Because those are busy years for him.
2020? I don't know. Next year, is it, right? So isn't he, summer?
I think summer's next, though.
Yeah, summer. Oh, summer's next.
Is that in Japan? I can't remember now.
I thought it was China.
Okay.
No.
I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
I think it is Japan. You're
Beijing,
right.
Beijing 2022.
Yeah, okay.
For Winter Olympics.
Beijing 2022 for
Tokyo
winter.
Tokyo for 2020
okay.
summer.
Okay.
2020 is Tokyo. Yeah. Okay.
Well, then this would be a winter that maybe he could do it.
Johnny's schedule.
I know. Well, we need to figure out if he's available or not.
It's us and Malia.
Yeah, us and Malia.
I got to talk to Malia.
I love her.
Like, listen, you got to.
I love her so much.
I know. She's great. Like, you got to.
There's Johnny. Shredding.
Oh, that sounds good. But just the crush down of the snow underneath that just sounds so good. Oh, we got to get up to Tahoe this year. Mm. Oh,
I missed the whole season.
Oh.
Yeah.
We skied, but it was, I mean, we skied in the rain one of the days. And then they had the most epic, as soon as we left, they had the most epic winter of all time. You're welcome, everyone.
Should have kept that house.
I know. Oh my. No, well, I shouldn't have, because then we never would have snowed again. All right, it's 6:06, and it is Thursday morning.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Morgan. KLLC, KLLC, HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.